With Jimmy Allen, their adventure. Jimmy and Steve Robertson stowed away on the schooner Golden Star, commanded by Captain Klang and carrying Blackfeet and Digger Dawson. The boys discover that a seaman, whom they thought one of the crew, is Dick Butterfield, a federal agent. Blackfeet discovers their hiding place in the hold of the vessel, and he and Digger Dawson determine to do away with them. With the schooner anchored off an island, the boys are rowed to the beach and are about to be executed by the ruthless cutthroats when Butterfield rescues them. Pete and Digger take to the brush. The two pilots, accompanied by the federal man, start down the beach when suddenly they come upon a strange old man. To their utter astonishment, he reveals himself to be Ezra Whitcomb, for whom they have been searching since the mysterious murder of Quackenbush. The old sailor is overjoyed to learn their identity, expresses great fear of Pete and Dawson, and is about to tell them his story when voices are heard. It is Pete and Dawson returning with help, and the little group is certain that a desperate fight is at hand.
Quick, stop down here behind these rocks. It's our only chance.
Jesus, the Black Chief! Save me!
I got him
the
sand.
Thank you, Lord!
Watch it now. The first man who
told you... Hold everything. Hold it. Don't shoot.
Put down a gun, Jim. The fellow has told
you. There's someone with him.
Steady now, Mr. Whitcomb. They are soldiers. They've got us around him.
Where did he go? Where did he go?
Well, what in the...
Where did he go over there?
He's the guy, senor. Put him under arrest.
All right, all right. We're not going to start shooting.
Right, Miss Timbers.
I'll say, ain't. These are the guys, Senor Marino. Stick them in the host car.
Who, Senor Dawson? Now, just a minute, now. Just a minute. Who are these men? Where did these soldiers come from?
You'll find out quick enough, Robertson.
Yeah, clamp the broken iron. He's the worst one of the lot.
Mercy on the dear Lord.
Who is this man, is he?
Well, I said double-crossing jellyfish. You'll be seeing
him. Senor, keep you all at the wheel.
I don't, Pete. Let the captain do his duty.
Fair enough. Be quick about it, senor.
See. See now, senor, where is your permission?
Permission? This is a trick, Butterfield.
Show him your credentials. You have a permit to visit these islands?
Hey, what is this anyway?
I am the commandant of the police. You are Americans, I believe.
Of course, certainly. That's a good guess. What about it?
I must see your passport. Your permit to visit the country.
Come on, come on. Get down to business here. What are you talking about now? What permit?
When Americans go into the Republic of Cuba, they must show a permit.
Cuba? You mean that we're...
You have landed upon the island of Cuba. Unless you have a permit, you have violated the law.
Oh, so we've landed on Cuba, huh?
I shall be forced to place you under arrest unless you have these permits.
Oh, no, you don't. A smart of a trick, Blackfeet, but it won't work.
Now, look here, senor. You say you're the commandant of the gendarmes here?
Si, si, senor.
And your name is...
Capitan Marino.
Very well, Captain. It's true that we're Americans and have no permit to enter Cuba. But it just happens that we're cruising on a boat, an American boat, which is now anchored a few hundred yards offshore.
Yes, and that isn't all. We were forced to come ashore by these two cutthroats here. And we demand that they be put under arrest.
Absolutely. They're fugitives from justice. And Mr. Butterfield here is an agent of the United States government.
Pardon, senor, but... that isn't all. Take these two fellows, show you their permit.
Listen to the lad blubber like a harpoon porpoise.
You won't laugh at me long. You'll see that...
Hold on a minute, Jimmy. Now look here, senor Marino. I'm an agent from the United States government. These two men are criminals, and they're wanted by my government. Please put them under arrest at once.
Listen to him!
I'm very sorry, senor, but I can do nothing without instruction to my own government.
But they have no permit to land in Cuba. If you can hold us, you'll have to hold them, too.
That's exactly it. Now, you're mistaken. These men are not citizens of the United States, and a vessel your name is not registered under the American flag.
What? Do you mean to stand there and tell us that the Golden Star is not an American vessel?
Si, senor. She is under Cuban registry.
Oh.
So that's it, huh?
How do you like that, Robertson?
What about these two men?
Senor Pete is a citizen of Cuba, and Senor Dawson, he comes from Australia.
Play that little tune on your concertina, boys.
Let me top sails. If they don't look like a bunch of monkeys what's been hit with a shower of coconut.
What do you make of this, Steve? Too much for me. What do you say, Butterfield?
Fine. How do you do?
Come on, Marino. Get going. Mark him down to the hoot cow.
My umbo card's on, senores. But you must accompany me unless you have the permit.
And we'll take the old barnacle in tow. Come on, there with them. Get up on your old sea legs and sit shaking like a fossil stay in a blast of gale.
No, Blackie. I'm staying with my friend.
This old fellow stays with us.
He's a going with me.
Not by a jump bone.
Come on, you heart set barnacle. Get up.
Save me, boy. Save me.
Don't lay a hand on him.
Please kill me.
You're going with me, you tell you.
Protect this man, Captain. I can do nothing. He is a deserter from the Golden Star.
A deserter? Well, of all the
lies, he hasn't laid foot on the Golden Star.
That's a lie, Marino. Pay no attention to those guys. This old fella deserted from our boat, and we're taking him back.
Don't let him take me.
You can't do this.
Come with me, you old wall-eyed puppet.
Parada, parada. I shall have no more delay. Senor, please pack your man. These other three go with me.
But you can't do it.
Parada! I lose my patience.
I'll stay here with Whitcomb until you get back, Pete.
Right on, honey.
Just kill me! I'm
lost! Father Ombre, come! Can't you do anything at all, Butterfield? Our hands are tied, Jim. We can't make a move in this kind of a fix. But Whitcomb, what would happen to him?
Oh, goodness only knows. But we can't do a thing until I can find an American consul.
Oh, these fellows put one over on us, sure enough. I had no idea when we sighted land that we were off the coast of Cuba.
And it took me by complete surprise. I figured we were further north, somewhere off the Bahamas.
You don't suppose it's a trick, do you? Maybe we are on the island of Cuba at all.
No, there's no trick about it. This is Cuba, all right. I've been down here before.
Yeah, they got us dead for rights. But what fooled me was the nationality of the Golden Star.
It took us all by surprise, I'll admit. But on second thought, I'm not a bit surprised. There's a lot of schooners that run up and down the coast here smuggling. In the old days, they used to run liquor.
Oh, yeah. This Captain Klein was undoubtedly a rum runner.
That's it, exactly. A good many boats running from the Bahamas and Cuba, well, they're under British or Cuban registry. That's where they got us, boys.
And I suppose Dawson and Black Pete beat it into town, got a hold of this fellow Marita and put him up to it.
That's exactly what happened. Look ahead. There's the town now. You can see the roof of the building from here.
Yeah, but how do you suppose they knew that Whitcomb was down here?
Oh, my guess is that the old fellow was hiding out down there, thinking he'd be safe. And when Pete couldn't find him in Brooklyn, why, well, he knew this hideout, and, well, you know the rest. How are we going to get out of this?
Oh, don't worry. We'll get out of it all right. As soon as I can get an American consul, we'll be released in a hurry.
Do you think Marino was in with Pete and Dawson?
No, I doubt that very much.
All of these little Cuban towns have a small garrison of troops. Marino is the captain. He just wants to show his authority.
Oh, that's what makes me so confoundedly mad. We're not allowed to land on the island without a permit or a passport. And he's only doing his duty. Well, I hate to admit it. It was a smart move on the part of Black Pete. He's apparently sailed in these waters long enough to know the customs and immigration laws.
Yes, he had his cold. We can't do a thing about it until I can reach the consul and explain everything.
Do you think there'll be an American consul in this little town?
Probably not. We'll have to get to the telephone and find out where the nearest consul lives and tell him to come down here.
In the meantime, Black Pete and Digger Dawson will do a disappearing act.
And they'll take Whitcomb with them. Oh, boy, this is a tough break. Just when Whitcomb is going to tell us the whole story.
Well, it may be a break in our favor at that. Whitcomb is an American citizen and is being held on the Golden Star against his will.
We can have our revenue fellows pick up the boat and rescue the old fellow, notify the Cuban authorities to arrest Dawson and Pete along with the ship.
Yeah, provided they can find the Golden Star. I'm afraid that they'll stay down here in Cuba now, knowing that our government's after them.
Okay, what if they do? We'll have the Cuban authorities put them under arrest. The way I see it, we've got them going to coming.
We'd better get ourselves free first. Yeah, they're coming into town. This isn't much of a place, is it?
Well, this is Cuba, eh? Look at all the white houses and tile roofs. Boy, plenty hot down here.
Yeah, we're in the tropics now. Say, Butterfield, you don't think this fellow will actually throw us in jail, do you?
Well, not if I can help it, he won't. If we can get to the council right away, we might get the Cuban authorities to go aboard the Golden Star before it gets away.
Yes, that is if you can get them to move that fast.
You know, you're down here in the tropics now, Jim. People don't believe in the kind of high-pressure living that we have up in the States.
Yeah, that's right. Their motto down here is, never do anything today if you can do it tomorrow.
We've got to do something, fellas. I have a hunch that if Foot can get away from us now, we'll never see him again.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you, Jim. This being a foreign country, you know, complicates things.
Uh-oh. What's this place we're coming to?
Carcel. Looks like a hoot shot to me.
Igor!
Right, Pete Marino must have something up his sleeve.
I don't like the looks of this.
Come with me, senores.
Where are you taking us, Captain?
Come inside. I must lock you up.
I demand to see the American consul.
Come with me.
Hey, you can't treat us like this.
Very sorry, senores, but you enter my quandary unlawfully. The law says I must lock you up.
Isn't there an American consul here?
We shall see. Come.
Well, there isn't much else we can do.
Look here now. We're American citizens. You can't do anything.
Save your breath.
Yes, senores. You'll find nice, clean sheriff. Franco.
Oh, God. What a place. Come on, fellas.
Last year, that ain't a sight. Behind the bars where you belong, you jelly-faced lovers. And now it's clear sailing. Ahoy, me mate, and good day to you. This is the last time you lay your blinkers on Black Peak.
Black Pete has turned the tables and escaped with Ezra Whitcomb. How will the boys get out of this predicament? And will Black Pete's prophecy come true? Join us in the next Air Adventure. This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.